Unit 5. Extra Listening. Page 43. Signs of the Times. You are going to hear a program about universal signs around the world. Listen and choose the correct answer.
Good evening, and welcome to our program, The World of Design. We've got a very interesting program today. Now, you're probably all familiar with the expression, a picture is worth a thousand words. Well, today's guest, Jan Holder, has set up and designed a website that proves that this really is true. Good evening, Jan, and welcome to our program.
Thank you, Bill. It's nice to be here.
Jan, I understand that the website you have designed is called The Signs of the Times. Please tell our listeners a little bit about it.
Well, Bill, I've always been interested in different forms of communication, and especially how people exchange information when they don't speak the same language. One day, when I was in an airport, I realized that there's a language that everyone around the world can understand and they don't even have to speak. I'm talking about the signs we use to understand information.
Do you mean road signs?
Yes, but not just road signs. All over the world, people receive the same information from pictograms. These are signs that use universal symbols which represent an activity, a place, or an event. These signs can even give you a warning.
Could you give us some examples of pictograms, Jan?
Certainly. When you're in a restaurant or at a shopping centre, for example, how do you know where to find the toilets? You look for the sign with the symbols of a man and a woman. These are pictograms, and everyone, no matter what language they speak, recognises them. That's why they're so helpful when you're a tourist in a foreign country.
Right, that's a very good example we can all relate to. What other information can people get from pictograms?
Oh, there's so much. A pictogram can help you find a hospital in town, or a place to eat on a motorway, or even where you can or can't walk your dog. Pictograms are also found on the labels of clothes and give instructions on how to care for your clothes. For example, the temperature of the water you should use. In fact, there's even a pictogram to indicate if something is made from recycled materials. All this is done with symbols and not words.
Well, if you're talking about a symbol for recycled materials, pictograms must be a fairly modern invention.
No. Actually, people have used symbols to represent language since ancient civilization. But of course, today, symbols are relevant to the needs of modern society.
So, am I correct in assuming that these symbols are the same in every country?
Well, obviously, many are, like the pictogram for toilets. But some countries also have got their own specific symbols.
That's fascinating. So, tell us, how did pictograms develop here in the UK?
Well, many countries, both in Europe and North America, wanted to create a system of signs to give the public important information. Here in the UK, pictograms were first used on underground maps in 1937. In the United States, pictograms were also used to give the public similar travel information, and now there are 50 symbols that are used all over the United States. What's interesting is that different countries have also influenced each other over the years.
What do you mean by that?
Well, for example, at first the signs in the United States only told you what you could do. However, the idea of a big red circle with a line through the picture to say that you couldn't do something started in Europe, and a few years later, the don't symbol was adopted by the United States as well. I guess they realized that these signs were very helpful and could perhaps even save lives.
Yes, of course. The obvious ones are signs that tell people not to go where it's dangerous. Now tell us, how have these signs become universal?
Well, in 1990, an international organization looked at the symbols used in different countries and cultures and decided on a set of pictograms that could be used all over the world. Most countries have decided to adopt this set of pictures to help people find what they're looking for. So now you'll see the same pictogram if you're looking for parking, a public phone, or a place to stay for the night, no matter where you are in the world.
Jan, how do you manage to record all these signs on your website? After all, there must be new ones all the time.
I'm glad you asked that question, Bill. I'm always looking for new pictograms, but naturally, I'm not aware of them all. So this is where your listeners can help. After they visit my website, if they know about a new picture sign that's used to give information, they should let me know. There's a link on the site that lets you add information. I'm always happy when someone sends me something new.
Thanks for being here today, Jan. I'm sure our listeners will be happy to help. That's all we have time for today. Tune in to our next program about using design to save space.